sense perceptions. This is the realm of sight, sound, taste, smell, touch, and interoception, the internal sensations of your body, such as gurgling in your stomach. Sense perceptions are the pathway to experiences of pleasure, relaxation, vitality, and strength. Each sense is a potential doorway to pleasure, such as seeing a pretty dress, hearing good music, biting into a juicy peach, smelling freshly baked bread, scratching an itch, or, frankly, finally getting to a restroom. Besides being enjoyable in its own right, pleasure typically reduces your sense of stress and initiates the process of recovering from it. Pleasure is an underrated resource for physical and mental health. When you find it, let yourself receive it fully, as this man wrote me. Near my apartment in North Carolina, the huge expanse of the ancient mountains across the skyline makes me feel there is room for every part of me. When I take in this view, I feel myself unzip from my head to my toes and open up in a way that feels wonderful. I fill myself up with the majestic view, which makes me feel good every time I think of it later. Relaxation involves the rest and digest parasympathetic wing of the nervous system, the natural counterbalance to the fight or flight sympathetic wing. Much like pleasure, relaxation dials down stress. It also strengthens the immune system, increases resilience, and lowers anxiety. It's almost impossible to be very upset about something if you feel deeply relaxed. Vitality can feel intense, such as when you experience excitement at your sports team winning a game, or passion in dancing or lovemaking. But much of the time, vitality is milder, such as when you simply feel alive. Whether it's powerful or subtle, taking in a quality of vitality is especially helpful if you feel run down, melancholy, or overtaxed at home or work. Some experiences of strength have a kapow quality to them, but dogged endurance, such as simply getting through a tough childhood, relationship, or job, is more common. One night I watched a man trudging home from a late shift and sensed from his movement and the expression on his face the stamina it took for him to just keep on going. Emotions. Emotions consist of feelings and moods. Feelings are specific, often fairly brief, and caused by an inner or outer stimulus. A friend smiling at you makes you happy. A minute later, his or her snippy comment makes you irritated. Moods are more diffuse, enduring, and independent of stimuli. Sadness is a feeling, while depression is a mood. Feelings grow moods. For example, repeatedly taking in feelings of gladness and gratitude will tend to develop a mood of contentment. In turn, moods grow feelings. A basic sense of contentment with life fosters feelings of thankfulness and joy. Consequently, taking in positive feelings can lift your mood, which will bring you more positive feelings, which can lift your mood further. One of the sweetest emotions, of course, is love, as this woman told me about. Every night before I turn out the lights, I check on my young, sleeping son and say quietly, "May you be happy, healthy, safe, and at peace." The love I feel from doing this sinks into me. One night, after I returned to my room and pulled up the covers, the joy in my heart continued to expand, and I decided to extend it toward my husband. I thought about how much I loved him, and the feelings of joy kept flowing into me. I had a huge smile on my face, in the dark, and I went to sleep a very happy person. Desires. Our desires include hopes, wishes, longings, wants, and needs. They also include motivations and inclinations, values, morals, aspirations, purposes, and goals, as well as aversion, drivenness, clinging, craving, and any addiction. Your desires can be aimed at the outer world, wishing that someone would not blow off your needs, let's say, or at the inner one, such as intending to stay strong when you speak up against this treatment. Positive desires lead to happiness and benefit, such as intending to get a glass of water when you're thirsty, while negative ones lead to suffering and harm, such as intending to get a cigarette when you're stressed. Therefore, when you are experiencing a positive desire, notice it and take it in. Be aware of factors in your mind that support good desires, such as determination or conviction, and take these in as well. When you do not act on a bad desire, notice the good results and take in the relief, satisfaction, and sense of worth that you've earned. Actions. I'm using actions broadly to include both what we do outwardly, behaviors, facial expressions, posture, the words we speak or write, and the internal inclinations and skills that produce our observable actions, such as a tendency to reach out to others who are hurting, and the capacity to listen empathically. You can help yourself act more effectively by really registering the actions you want to support, either while actually engaging in them or simply imagining doing them. For example, suppose you'd like to be more assertive with pushy people, which could involve leaning forward rather than back, lifting up your chest, making confident gestures, or speaking firmly. Then, when you do or imagine any of these actions, stay with your experience of this for 10 or more seconds, helping it sink in. One woman used these methods to help herself change how she got her kids ready for school. My 7 and 9-year-old daughters love to sleep in, so getting them up has never been easy, and we'd usually have a rushed, hectic, cranky morning. Eventually, I decided to learn a different way. I started going in early to each of their rooms. I lean over next to their sleeping little bodies to give them a good long sniff as I kiss them on the cheek. They still smell like babies, and I know this will not last forever. These motherly feelings sink into me, which makes me comfortable with this way of waking my girls. I take in the goodness of their baby smell and hold it in my heart for a few moments while they're still sleeping. It makes me so happy. Then I playfully, gently rub their hair and back and wake them, and the sweetness I feel doing this becomes a part of me. This almost always results in a happy, pleasant wake-up with smiles and hugs, and I get to savor the moments that will be gone much too soon.